The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio down here in Roaring Gulch with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, Linda Bott.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, we're down here. It's, you know what, come on down right now. It's not crowded. There's hardly any line coming through. The pancakes are steaming. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. It is 7:05 here on the 17th of May. And, gosh, welcome. And, hey, Jared, thanks. We got this thing going again.
All right.
You know what? It's always something in the morning that happens. Like, all of a sudden, there's exposed wires. But luckily, there's a guy standing here who says, well, I can fix that.
And yeah, we had our good friend Ted Ogilvy that was here.
Ted Ogilvy. And then, of course, the new remodeled
vintage public house. And they're open this morning, so anybody wants to come in for some chow or a Bloody Mary, oh, my God.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, man open for business here. Why not 10,000 people to go through
did
the,
Did you say Bloody Marys?
He's got Bloody Marys. He's got, hey, the full bar, but they are open for business. And I think that is just so smart. Again, a guy coming in, and I'm looking for the weather.
Okay. Well, okay. I can do that.
You can? All right. So yeah, I'm trying to get up on my line here. Bad. Meanwhile... I'm going to give you the weather in just a minute, but we're out here. It's not wet. Last night, oh, my God. I want to know who braved it at the rodeo. You do need to call in and talk to us, please, because I know we had half of a box, and we invited some of our dearest clients and friends. I was singing last night at Wind River, had the most fantastic night, and then I saw everybody kind of stand by the window because there was a deluge of, like, where are we? We're somewhere in the Midwest. We're in Chicago downpour. So, anyways, currently 51 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have 67 today. We're going to get to what today?
Today we're going to get up to 67 because that's tomorrow.
It's 11 a.m. Okay. Good morning. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. We're senior and veteran discounts are welcome. And, you know, whenever we do these live remotes, we're always on the fly. And with us this morning, our pet of the week with Amy in Haven Humane. And is the microphone on? No, let's just turn the plug on. There we go.
Try
hey,
now.
Hey, buddy.
Nope. That's
nope.
Where's that other microphone? I tell you what.
All righty, there I am.
Hey, good morning,
Hi,
Amy.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, thanks for bearing with us. It's okay, so we always have our pet of the week moment on Friday mornings. Who's with us this morning?
So today I brought Robin Thicke. We have a celebrity in our midst. Robin Thicke is a 2-year-old ginormous pit bull mix. Super tolerant, lovey, cuddly, watch a movie with you kind of dog.
Yeah.
He loves kids, other dogs. I'm not really sure how he feels about cats. I haven't cat tested him, but he's just kind of chill, so I don't even think he'd mind that. He is working on his leash manners at the moment. He does pull a little bit, but we are working on that, and he's kind of getting that, you know, we walk next to people, not pulling like a sled.
Mm-hmm.
But he is very, very sweet, which is why I chose to bring him today, because he has already been to our Paws for Paws at Shasta College, which is something we do for finals week, you know, for the students to you know, get to pet a dog and
right.
hang out and that kind of stuff. So he is amazing with people. He's not scared of crowds. He just wants to pet everyone to pet him. So he's very, very sweet.
Oh, yeah, you got it, honey. It's working, okay?
Look at you go.
Okay. I got it now. Okay.
Okay, so here's what's cool. Your Robin Thicke, beautiful, beautiful dog, is down here at the pancake breakfast, not jumpy. Very, you know, that's a test. That's a testament right there when
I am impressed by
your pet.
Dog. Another dog came by and was kind of like looking at him. And the only thing he did was just kind of ignore him.
Yeah. Well, he likes other dogs, so he really is very playful with them. So right now he wants to see that other dog. That's
what
kind
other
of
dog?
His only thing. Is that, like, when he plays, he can get annoying for other dogs because he's a lot. You know, he gets so excited to
see
him.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, but he is only $25 if anyone brings in a bag of non-perishable human food items. So we are doing Stuff the Bus with Salvation Army again. This one will be June 7th is when we'll actually stuff the bus. But if you bring in donations, it's only $25 to adopt a dog or cat.
And you know, if it's only $25, if you get this dog because you heard it here on the show or you just adopt this dog, KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM Free Fire Radio will pay that $25 for you.
Oh my goodness, he's cracking.
So, how are you
doing?
So
okay. He's so cute.
He is. Look at
Amy,
him.
Amy, thank you so much.
He's hugging,
Amy.
He's hugging
now, don't we have something coming up here where we're going to be doing a golf tournament?
Yes, so that's coming up. I believe it's June 12th or July 12th. I'm sorry. I know it's in July. I haven't even started marketing it yet quite. But there, you can register for that, and it's a fundraising golf tournament for Haven Humane. It's really, really fun. It's always a really
yeah. We
really
love that. We do a live remote out there. Yeah, we do a live remote out on the beautiful on the first tee area.
Yeah, so that's Putt for Paws. Uh-huh. So all the information for Putt for Paws and how to register and all of that is on our website. So if you are interested in doing that, there's a lot of big golfers in this area. Definitely, I mean, you can go have a good day for, you know, a good day of golf and for a cause. So definitely check it out.
Sounds wonderful. Well, Amy, thank you so much. I know you're going to do the media rounds, and you don't have to drive all over the place because you got
everyone's
about 5 feet to walk over there and 5 feet to walk over there. So, yeah, as we get going here, now, don't be afraid, folks, if you're thinking, oh, I don't want to be out in this weather. There's not a drop. It's dry. We do have people. The lines aren't big yet. They will get longer, but you know what happens with the lines here for the pancake breakfast is they go quickly. And, so we're right over behind the coffee and the four corners here. We're right behind Kay Shasta next to Q97.
They're all in the
They're all here.
Absolutely.
I don't know what's going on, but that's all right. We have our spot, and which is like we're right in front of Vintage Public House. Come on down and enjoy. And, Amy, thank you so much. We love our partnership with Haven Humane. You guys are doing great work.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Amy.
Have fun. Get some pancakes.
We will. All right. So, yeah, the microphone is working, Carl.
Huh?
The microphone is working.
No, I knew the it switched out with another microphone, and it was probably my fault, but I got the other one working now. I knew that was working. Okay. Hey, good morning, everybody. And this is, you know, this is the place to be this morning, is right down here on Market Street and right across from, if you're here by the Union Bank. You know, anybody that doesn't know where Roaring Gulch is, just come on downtown to the Cascade. Trust me, you'll see all these cars parked out here, and then you'll find a place to, you'll find a place. What else is going on today? We've got, we were just talking to
Mary
Rickert, who was one of the supervisors.
Yeah, I know, that was interesting.
And she's got a totally different
take.
Hopefully
she's going to come back and see us.
She's going to try really hard. She's got a totally different take about what happened at that Tuesday supervisors meeting when Donnell Ewert said that he didn't have the money for the detention facility. I mean, a totally different take than everybody else we've talked to, that it was a big surprise and all this. She said it wasn't. So that's going to be interesting to see how that comes up after that. But we've got right here.
All right.
We're the owner of the Vintage Public House, Modern American Fair.
The Tea Sisters here last night. We had friends that made reservations, got there at 5, and had a fabulous dinner. You know, there's really, where do you go where you can have a dinner and a show?
I tell you what, let's take a quick break. And I want to talk to about the after all the things we're doing and all the travel we're doing, how going home and on that Sleep Number bed.
Yeah, absolutely.
I tell you what, you know,
I needed it last night. I was on my feet with a full band. It was great. We performed at Wind River. A lot of energy that goes out doing that. But I'll tell you what, when we got home, we went boom right to bed. Because, you know, this morning we had to be up at 4:00 in the morning for this live remote.
And, you know, the thing about it is one of the girls last night, Heidi, when she was there, she says, I said, we're just really glad we get home. We hop in the bed. And she says, you know, I listen to you all the time. And she says, the Sleep Number bed. She says, we're looking for a bed. What would you suggest? And I just looked at her and I said, well, why don't you go down to the Sleep Number store
right
now. It's in the Target Shopping Center. Go on down, try out the bed. They've got $1,000 off right now on their Sleep Number 360 temperature control
old beds
right,
right now at Sleep Number. So she said she was going to do it. Tell them that Carl and Linda sent
right.
you, and just go lay on the bed. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. It's 7:15 in the morning right here on the 7th of May. We're down in Roaring Gulch. You know, I opened up with saying we're here with like about 1,000 of our closest friends. It's getting more. When we come back, we'll be right back with Vintage.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Look at Brian Dolly's record in Sacramento. Dolly voted for amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens, granting them all the rights of citizenship, even though they break our laws. And Dolly voted against President Trump's border security plan. Brian Dolly even praises the liberal assembly speaker from Los Angeles, the leading advocate for sanctuary laws. Living in Sacramento has changed Brian Dolly. Now he's part of the problem.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Bulls, Bronx, Barrels, and the Bandit. Throw in chuck wagon races, roping, bronc riding, barrel racing, calf roping, bulldogging, and kids mutton busting. It's another year of action-packed Reading Rodeo May 15th through the 18th as the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your tickets at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office. Sponsored by Sheraton Reading, MD Imaging, Arc Design, Shasta.com, and Tugwell Roofing.
Gather your friends to spend a hilarious night with funny man Rob Schneider at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, May 30th.
People in their 40s are always putting on their sweatpants with no intention at all of working out. You want to go out, honey? Yeah, let me put on my sweatpants. I'll be able to go out.
A household name and bona fide comedy star, Rob Schneider is well known for his trademark blend of character and comedic acting and has become one of the most popular touring acts in comedy. Schneider created and currently stars in the Netflix sitcom Real Rob and has also starred in hit movies like Deuce Bigelow and The Hot Chick. And you can catch him in the Netflix series of SNL. You will not want to miss this hysterical night of stand-up live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Thursday, May 30th. Tickets for this night of laughter start at just $25. For tickets or to reserve your stay at our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend this show. For more information, download the Wind River app.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. And we're not really in the studios, but it's on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We're down in Roaring Gulch with, you know, I said it was 1,000 of our closest friends. We're up to 2,000 now, and it's, you know what, and the numbers are coming in. The sun's shining, the birds are singing. It's got to be at least 85 down here, and every word I just said was not true. So, good morning, welcome back to the show. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over a quarter of a century with Pam and Martin. That's a better-known business that's won best in the North State, and there's a reason for that. They are the best in the North State. You know what? While it's cool, you're thinking, I don't have to worry about air conditioning. Trust me, next week, it's going to be probably in the hundreds.
It's like so flying back and forth. Well,
let me tell you call something at 221-2642.
Let me tell you something that is totally true.
Okay.
And what's true is that there's a guy sitting with us this morning by the name of Dan Liverton.
Good morning.
Who is the new owner of Vintage Public House. It says a modern American fair. It's been brandly restored, renewed, and I love the fact that your doors are open. That's brilliant business on your point,
Thank
on
you.
Your part. Nobody's ever done that before where they open the doors for 10,000 people. Come on in, have a little bite to eat. If you don't want pancakes, have a Bloody Mary. Brilliant.
Yeah, well, you know, we've been here. I bought this from Janice and Alex
right.
about a year ago.
Right? You good? No, you're good.
No, you're doing good. I'm just,
you're right here.
A little over a year ago, and then we closed in August and remodeled and reopened in October. And I thought this was just a good idea to get people to come in and check it out. We're just, you know, I have the bar open today. We're doing $4 Bloody Marys and $4 Mimosas.
Whoa.
But even if you're not, you know, feeling for some spirits,
yeah.
come in and just check it out and see what we did. Come in and see, you know, look at the menu, check out the restaurant. I mean, because we did a lot. I mean, we ripped out the bar, moved it, and completely opened the restaurant
it's
up and redid everything. It's amazing. And it's, I just.
Absolutely beautiful.
It's great.
And my next party is going to be at your restaurant. Okay.
Yeah, we need to talk about some shows, maybe getting you in here and singing.
Yeah, I would love to do that because I love the whole dinner club aspect of, yeah. And, but I mean, I'm going to have a girls' night. I'm going to have a party, especially to try to put girls together and then go over and see a show. So I love that whole vibe, too.
That would be great.
So let's talk about that. Last night you had the Tea Sisters in.
Yes.
And they've been traveling. There's three sisters. I just heard their music. Friends came last night to see the show. And I just think it's such a great idea that you're doing music and dinner where you can have dinner and see the show.
Yep.
It's old school.
Yeah.
It's new school. So who do you have coming up that are some great acts?
So we've got a couple of really great touring show acts coming through. Tim Snyder is going to be our next show on May 28th. He's the violinist for the Medicine People, which is they're kind of a roots jam band similar to Dave Matthews in
Ooh.
A sense, I would say. But Tim is one of the most amazing solo artists I've ever seen. He builds a song in front of you. He starts by just doing the beat on the back of his guitar, and then he does, strumming the verse and the chorus, and he sings over it, and he loops it all together. So it's like a one man band, and then he does these amazing violin solos. It's one of the coolest things I've ever seen. This is the third time he's been here since we took over the restaurant,
uh-huh.
and every time he calls us, we are happy to have him back. And then. After that, on August 10th, we have Alice Wallace coming in. She is a country singer from Nashville, a classic yodeler.
Oh, wow.
She is so fun and amazing to watch. So
you know, this is the thing I like, Dan, about Vintage, is that you've got such an eclectic group of musicians mm-hmm. coming through here. If somebody says, well, you know, I don't like that, it's kind of like those, wait a week, because
yeah.
you're going to be coming, you'll be rolling in there again with it. Not only that, but if you've not been down here lately, you need to go in. The place looks great. The food is really good.
Yeah.
We came in here for dinner the other night, and it was
our executive chef has just done an amazing job. We just rolled out our third menu, which is our second summer menu. So it's full of scrumptious, flavorful.
Like what?
Dishes.
Give some examples. We try to draw pictures here on the radio.
So. What we really emphasized this time in the menu was our small bites because we figured it's summer. You know, people don't want a big, heavy meal of comfort food.
Right.
So, a couple of things that we're doing on the appetizer menu that people are really enjoying is we have deep fried pickle fries. So we
oh
take
my
pickle
God.
Spears
did you
and we
just
deep,
hear
and we bread them in corn chips.
Oh, did you just hear see Carl? Did you hear Carl? And did you see Carl?
I saw his eyes. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about
you know
people
what?
That are listening. Did you see Carl and hear Carl? He's a Southern boy, and anything that has to do with fried and pickles, he is like on fire.
I got one time,
Ooh.
And that was in a place called Cannon, North Dakota.
Okay.
And everything they had there was fried, and they had fried pickles, and we just, I mean,
was
I'm
this
sorry.
Was
this
in the service?
No, I was pheasant hunting in North Dakota
oh.
with Mike Mitchell. And it was like, oh, my God. And I haven't been able to find them. Now I have.
Deep
well, not
fried
only
in
do
corn
we have
chips?
That,
okay.
Yeah, so we deep fry those in corn chips,
oh,
but
man.
Then we also have avocado fries.
Oh.
So we bread those. You have a choice of either almond flour, which makes them keto, or we traditionally do them in a panko crust, deep fry them, and serve them with a chipotle ranch. They're amazing.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, I am so hungry, and that's all I want are avocado fries right now. And a burger or something. So, okay, so those are those things. Now let's talk about it. Besides salad, farm fresh to table, and all that. What's your favorite thing right now?
Because
you can just eat it all.
We have a couple of amazing signature hamburgers that I just can't get away from right now. Like our Guinness beer cheeseburger. We do a Jameson whiskey glaze on the beef patty, and then fried onion straws, and we cover it in a Guinness beer cheese. It's served on a brioche bun. We also serve it with a side of fries that we do beer cheese and bacon on too, which is super, super good.
That's
enough.
Now, you know what this reminds me of right now?
First of all, I just gained 2 pounds.
Yeah.
Second of all, I'm going to have to go down and see Paul Mazur, who is the cardiac guy.
Well,
because that sounds so good, you can just, you know.
Yeah.
We got some really good heart healthy options too. We do, it's called our Vini Vidi Vici. It's kind of our twist on a Caesar salad. We use a yogurt-based Caesar dressing. It's avocado, romaine, croutons, Parmesan cheese with a little bit of chicken in it, and it's amazing. Our strawberry field salad is also great. It's a bed of spinach with fresh strawberries with balsamic vinaigrette. And so we run the gamut.
You got
we do
it all.
A little bit of everything.
Just like your music. It sounds like an eclectic menu.
You know what this reminds me of? Because I lived in Nashville, and we used to have, you know, like great music, great venues, great food, great hang. You even put a little outside patio here, which is very, very hip. Sit outside. We've got the beautiful Reading Summers coming, the venue. Congratulations, Dan.
Thank
Liverton,
you so much.
And we are talking outside of Vintage. That's exactly where we are broadcasting live this morning down here at the Pancake Breakfast.
So if you're down here and you're going, you know what, maybe a Bloody Mary with the pancakes.
We got $4 Bloody Marys if you want one.
Dan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Know, and we were talking about this last night while you were singing. There's got to be a place around here where you can have entertainment, you have good dinner, and you can just sit back and relax. You know, and watch this. And
yeah.
Sounds to me
you
like
created
Dan,
it, buddy.
Dan's
yep.
created
That's
it
what we're all about. We're just having fun.
Good. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah, really, really like that. You know what? Again, another somebody, you know, a younger generation that has come in and decided I'm putting my energy and my money and my funds. Nashville's my home. And it's really great because where we're sitting outside, the doors are open and we're seeing all kinds of different generation, you know, the people who are, you know, in the 2030 club, in the leadership reading, people that we're seeing bringing their kids in to show them, show them the venue, look at the venue. I mean, it's a family, environment as well. Come on down, you know, of course,
go on down, say hello to
say
us.
Say hello to us.
And there's
yeah.
coffee right in front of us. Hey, I tell you what, we're going to take an early break, and we're going to have the sheriff. We're going to have the sheriff on as soon as we get back from this break. This is Carl and the Bot, and this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows it better than Jeff Wurst, better-known business, and he's got one thing that you always prize, that's integrity. And if he can't fix your windshield, he'll just tell you that. He's not going to waste your time or money. But if he says he's going to fix your windshield and he does it, he guarantees it for life. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. For an appointment today. Okay, when we get back, we've got Sheriff Tom Basenko. And Sheriff Tom has instead of his gun on, he has an apron on. Okay, we'll be right back.
This morning Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place. And they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at ReadingRancheria.com.
You had a black tornado across the western sky.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We are streaming, and we are live right down here. If you hear a bunch of background noise, it's because we're down here at Glitter Gulch. I think that's
Roaring Gulch.
Oh, well, Glitter Gulch. You know what? Glitter Gulch, let's what I call it. Glitter Gulch was in Nashville. And so we just had Dan Leverton on, and I was talking about this right now, this feeling of this whole downtown energy.
It is
reminds
growing.
Me of what happened. It used to have outside and off of Broadway, down in Music Row, this kind of thing that went on. And I know that we're really starting to get some great musical acts that are coming through the Reading area. They're starting to get on the map. And partly because of places like Vintage that are, you know, routing people through where people can have a really cool dinner. You heard about, you know, all the wonderful specialties. I feel like I'm going during a 15 commercial for Vintage, but I mean, I really mean it. It's so cool to me. And anyway, we're down here. Come say hi. We're down here at the Pancake Breakfast. What year is this? Tom Basenko's with us, our sheriff. What year?
Boy, it's about the 65th year for Cowboys. So about that time the Asphalt Cowboys was started to help the sheriff's posse, which had the rodeo at the time, help them with Rodeo Week and promote Rodeo Week. It was mainly a group of businessmen back in the day.
Awesome. That is awesome.
So we're having a great time down here. Should come on down and have breakfast with about 10,000 of your friends and neighbors. It's a great community event. And we serve like those 10,000 people from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. I think it's the most amount of people served at one time.
Now, Tom, we were asking this before. How many pounds of batter?
Oh, my gosh. If you look over to your left, all those boxes stacked up against the wall is about 25, 30 pounds of pancake batter, and they'll go through about a pallet or two.
Usually
they produce some statistics on how many hundreds of gallons of coffee, gallons, that big stainless steel tank that they're mixing it over there. I think it's about 25 or 30 gallons at a time of pancake batter.
So a question.
That looks like more like 50 gallons
yeah.
over time.
So the cleanup. So let's talk about the Asphalt Cowboys just for a moment.
Uh-huh.
And around the number of how many Asphalt Cowboys are actually working this event.
We have about 50 in our club, and this is an all hands on deck event, of course.
Okay.
And then they do other community events throughout the year. One is the big barbecue that you usually see on Labor Day down
right.
in the Reading Park, but
right.
last year we had to postpone it due to the car fire.
Right.
We help out with Shasta College, that when the teachers come back to school, we put on a breakfast for them. We do some other breakfasts and events, and all of it goes towards supporting Rodeo Week. They also give scholarships away for young men and women that are interested in going to the Law Enforcement Academy, so we can help and have more law enforcement officers here in Shasta County. And they do a great event. This Rodeo Week activities with the street dance, the chili cook-off, the shootout. They have a great time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Can we just commend you, Sheriff Basenko? We need to say that collectively, that because we talk about it behind your back, you know, so we're going to say it in front of your face, that you are the hardest working guy. I swear to God, I don't know how you can grow a pot, a plant, you know, I don't, or water your yard. Somewhere always serving the people.
I am. I really have a love for Shasta County. I've been doing this job. March 30th marked my 40th year in law enforcement. And then, of course, I'm going into my fourth term as sheriff. I'm involved in about 13 or 14 civic organizations, two Rotaries, Moose, Elk, Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Association. That goes on and on. But I just love helping out.
You know, yesterday I was honored to go to the law enforcement memorial ceremony to honor those law enforcement officers who have died in the service of our area here for Shasta County. And there were, I believe, 16
over the course of history.
Since 1885
right,
or something
to like 1991.
That. Right.
Serving at all the various agencies. There's a loss of sheriff's deputies, sheriff and an undersheriff, California Highway Patrol, Fish and Game, Marshal's Office, and again, 16 totals
right.
throughout history for those men that died in the line of service.
Two of them died the same day.
They
sheriff
did.
Sheriff and an undersheriff.
That's correct. They were transporting a suspect back from Oregon that was wanted for Grand Theft Auto, and then at some point he was able to commandeer a gun from them and then shot and killed them.
Wow.
And a great loss for Shasta County at the time. And then recently, the courts, about 2 years ago, the courts were clearing out some evidence and actually found the evidence from that trial, which was one of the person's hats that they wore, a fedora at the time, and some other stuff, and some crime scene photos. And so we'll do a historical display
wow.
of that.
My goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
And then the last officer that was murdered in Shasta County was Officer Ken Perrigo, and he was a friend. We worked together in the jail, and then we worked up in Bernie. And I was one of his training officers, and that was a tragedy. It ended up in a 5-day manhunt for both the suspects. We found them. They were convicted. One is serving time for life without possibility of parole, and the other one is on death row.
Wow. Well, it was, you know, it's such a great ceremony. I urge people to go to it because you have an opportunity to the 16 men that gave their lives. And let's just hope that 1991 is the last one.
We hope so. Last year, nationwide, there was 163 officers that lost their lives in the line of duty. I get updates continuously, and as of last Sunday, an LAPD officer lost his life in the line of duty, and I think he had close to 28 years on, was getting close to retirement. That's just a tragedy.
Wow.
And any loss of life is tragedy. Of course, last year we saw the young Davis police officer just a few weeks off of field training, and then she was ambushed and murdered there.
You know, it's
breaks my heart.
It is. And I think part of it is due to the climate of police are bad.
Yeah.
You know, and anyway, hey, Tom, thank you so much for what you do for our community.
Love it down here, and thank you so much for everything that you do for the community and keeping the community up to date on things that's happening around Shasta County and giving an opinion, as you're never short of one. And I mean that complimentary.
Well, you know, I like to, you know, I have an opinion. But you know what? I love to hear other people's opinions because I'd really like to think I'm not locked in cement.
That's right.
And that I've heard, I've changed my views on things because of what people have come in and said.
A lot of times,
it just made sense.
A lot of times you folks help educate the community on things that are occurring or are controversial to get both sides of the story, and I think that's great.
You know what? We have smart people out in this community. They don't need to be told how to think.
That's right.
Is the way I look at it.
All right. Well, take care.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy the great breakfast and enjoy the rodeo.
Come on down, everybody. We're going to have a great time.
All right. Thanks.
And you can tell the sheriff, no, I want that cooked a little bit more.
Well, that's okay. And then these pancakes are guaranteed to arrest your appetite.
Okay. I love it. You can leave on that one. Hey, is there something different about today? I mean, this is a little something different about today. I mean, great people, coming in here. They're, of course, people are getting their breakfast and all that. But it seems to me I'm seeing, like, different groups of people this year.
Well, it's hard for me to say because, you know, we've got 2 hours. Actually started, I think, serving at, 6 o'clock this morning? Tom, would they start at 6? What time did they start serving?
5 a.m.
5 a.m.
Oh, my God.
That may be the problem right there. Oh, we're just looking at, Molly just walked by.
So, we've a lot of people that have worked for KCNR through the years that, decided for whatever reason that they were going to shift careers or spend more time with their kids. Molly Kid's one of them.
Nobody ever went to another media station.
Well, exactly. So we're just really proud to have been 10 years now. It's our 10th anniversary.
This is December 14th. This is our 10th.
Absolutely.
Asphalt Cowboys breakfast today. You know, life continues to go on, though.
Life continues to go on with broken wires and crazy. And, the media is always like, it's almost like you're sliding in. It always feels like you're just sliding in. Sliding in the home. And so that's kind of like what we're doing. And, I haven't seen the Marines yet.
I haven't seen them either. But I tell you what, I got a message from last night. They did their job. The Mounted Color Guard came in, and they were in, their blues. And they were there bringing the flag in when the deluge hit last night. And it was just, unbelievable how heavy that rain came down. But they were right in the middle of presenting the colors. And Gordon Bach says, they were magnificent. And, never wavered. Now, they were going to wear their blues today, but they were so soaked last night that they're trying to dry them out. But they've got other uniforms that are going to come down, and I'm sure we're going to see them.
So here's the thing that I find interesting, it makes my heart well up, is that, in the rodeo, they say come rain or come shine. Those bulls are ready. There's money on the line. People are ready to execute. And we were a couple of years back when it downpoured, and we brought out our ponchos, and we thought if those flag girls and those Marines can sit out there in this rain and go ahead and execute that time, the downbeat, if you will, we're going to sit it out. Now, of course, it cleared up about 45 minutes later,
and
it was a clear night, and that's when all the well-wishers, the do-gooders came out. We were like, we were here from
like Wednesday night. You know what? I call them the 300 Spartans that were out there. Now, there were more than 300, but there was, when it was raining continuously. But last night, I'm going to have to tell you that I might have thought about getting out of my seat and getting undercover I was watching how hard that
was. I know. I'm really curious because, of course, again, we had our box seat last night, but we couldn't make it because I was singing, so we gave that. I want to know what happened. My feelings are going to be hurt if they said, gee, we decided to go home.
We were
completely wet from head to toe.
Common sense overrode.
My $500 hat just became absolutely water. Not that you have a $500 hat, but if you've got say it's a collectible piece.
Yeah.
Say it's something that was passed down for you. You don't want that hat to totally look.
My boots are still wet from Wednesday.
My boots are wet right now.
But come down and see it. Tonight it's not going to happen.
Nope.
I was looking at the weather report, in fact, and the weather report, of course, brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, It's showing Friday. It's showing that it's clearing. It'll be clearing today. Yeah, now, tomorrow you might get a little rain, but today looks like it's going to be a good night to go to the rodeo. And then tomorrow, of course, we have the parade. And Orchard Nutrition's health fair is also tomorrow. So
we're going to be out there live?
Linda and I will be out there live at the Orchard Nutrition health fair. And come on by and see us. They've got over 40 vendors out there, and they've got a everything from trace elements to food to supplements to everything. You know, Orchard Nutrition, of course, has got like, I don't know, 10 years in a row best in the North State, and they have a reason for that too, because of the amount of time and effort Joe Martino and his people put into this. This is a great place. So, and we've got, you know what, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with Baron Browning,
yeah.
Who is the, what, are you still mayor down there? Or not?
No, just councilman.
Okay, he's
well,
a councilman.
Not just.
He's a councilman down in,
we're going to come back, though, with just councilman,
just
Baron
councilman,
Browning.
That's right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is, one that wants you to come down so you can experience how they move local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank.
Hey, if you ever want to see anybody succeed, hire a Marine. Because I am telling you right now, since I've been married to a Marine, and I've seen the Marines, and Barron's a Marine, and the people, Ted Ogilvie, who helped us, you know, bring, you know, just at the last minute help us put together an electrical piece of thing that was broken. I know I'm going over time. I just love the Stilwalt behavior and conditioning of a Marine. I mean, I am so impressed with what the Marine Corps does with young men and women. So we'll be right back. I just have to say that. KCNR 96.5 FM. This is Free Fire Radio.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Bulls, Bronx, Barrels, and the Bandit. Throw in chuck wagon races, roping, bronc riding, barrel racing, calf roping, bulldogging, and kids mutton busting. It's another year of action-packed Reading Rodeo May 15th through the 18th as the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your tickets at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office. Sponsored by Sheraton Reading, MD Imaging, Arc Design, Shasta.com, and Tugwell Roofing.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Thanks to you, our loyal guests. We're celebrating 26 years at the River. We have something for everyone, so grab your friends and prepare yourself for incredible giveaways, promotions, entertainment, prizes, gaming, food, and fun all month long. Plus, don't miss your opportunity to win stacks of cash. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our 26-year anniversary celebration, May 1st through 31st. There's so much going on. Download the Wind River app. It's better at the river. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
His eyes are cold and restless. His plumes have almost healed.
Welcome back. Creek Fire Radio. We're down here in Roaring Gulch with thousands of our closest friends down here, Carl and the Bot. It is 7:50 in the morning. It is 51 degrees, but it's nice down here. It's the warmth of everybody here.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what? It's a great place to be. Hey, we're here with, we're here with somebody who has been an integral part of our lives.
Who helped us begin
for 10 years.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's even been longer than that because we met him. We were learning how to do camera work over at the local station.
Television.
Yeah, Access Television. And that's where we met Brenda, who became the director or producer that night and just ran us all around pointing at us, saying, now. Anyway, Bob Belongi, thank you, buddy.
Hey, good morning, and hello once again. And it's good to be here for what's probably our last pancake breakfast for a while. As I've made no secret, we are relocating in our retirement and finishing up a 7-year plan to move up to the water, live by the ocean for a while.
Well, great.
I'm gonna miss. I saw an awful lot of faces down here that I'm gonna miss. And it's closing one chapter and opening another. And Brenda and I are definitely looking forward to spending time up there and on the water and enjoying our next chapter.
So. I'm sensing sadness, but I know that, you know, because it's almost like when you leave school or when you leave when you make a major move from a state to a state, and then now you're packing everything up. It's kind of like the finalization of where you guys bought your home together, and you had, you know, your space, and now you're moving, relocating. I have another beautiful house in Coos Bay.
Well, I've moved a lot in my career, and I look in the rearview mirror, and it's like, oh, I'll miss this or I'll miss that. But this is the first time that I'll miss the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
I leave behind.
Pretty
yeah.
much.
But, you know, they have to come visit us. And
yeah.
A lot of them have said
yeah.
they will, so
yeah.
that'll be awesome.
Well, we're
yeah.
going to give out your address, put it on Facebook, and say that. Just drop
You'll
in.
The people. And
just
that's,
drop in.
That's the big thing that keeps us here is that, I don't know, we built this really strong base.
Right, it's
good,
a community. It's very definitely a community
and
friendship.
And you'll become very involved.
Well, we'll make new friends, always do.
Right, right.
And we will become involved. We've already transferred to our a new Coast Guard auxiliary unit there and made contact with some of the folks, and they're busy and trying to suck us into the vortex. But, you know, we're looking forward to some on-the-water time and our new boat and liberate some crab from the bay and take them home and cook them for dinner right then and there.
Oh,
that's
just awesome.
Wonderful. You know, some of them have to bite the bullet, you know. Hey, Bob, Bob has been with us from the very beginning. I mean, literally putting wires together.
Let's
first,
wait until
the first day, still putting it together so we'd be on the air. And then he's been with us as we've launched the FM.
And we still call you in a panic.
And, you know, so we just want to have everybody know. I mean, they know already how much we think of
you. We love you. We'll
yeah.
miss you.
I do appreciate it. And you haven't seen the last of us. We will be back time to time. And people ask, you know, oh, you're leaving from the fires? Are you leaving because of the crime? Are you leaving because of this? No. It was just time to do a little change of scenery, move to a slightly cooler climate as we retire, and enjoy some things that we have both wanted to enjoy, explore a little bit more of the Pacific Northwest. And as we even bought an extra boat to play around with. So,
well, you know, the thing I like is that you all made this plan.
Yeah.
And it was for years.
And you told us.
This was not a spur of the moment. You just said, you know, in 3 years, we're going to be gone.
Right.
In 2 years, we're going to be gone. In 1 year, we're going to be gone. In like 3 months, we're going to be gone. I mean, it's one of those things, but it was fun to watch you all make your plans and then execute your plan.
Yes.
And then it's ended up so well.
And the question has been arising in our minds for 3 weeks now. How the heck did we end up with all this stuff?
Isn't that something?
What have we done?
You know what? Yeah. I'm definitely afraid of when we make that move to downsize.
No, I've got to do it because we're having our house painted in August, which means that a lot of stuff has to come out. That's it.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. And
thank
we
you,
love
Papa
you. Lonzi. And we wish you bon voyage. Wishing you the very best. You guys have been an integral part of our business and life.
Okay, and you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the final picture.
Okay.
Well, actually, when I fired up my Facebook this morning, there was a picture from 6 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And I was photobombing the frame.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let me tell you something.
Liked picture ever.
Oh, you know, we really missed you guys this morning trying to put this stuff together. We're like, I miss Bob and Brenda because they would do the countdown, and we just can kind of, you know, saunter
it's
in.
It's been great.
The radio station is in good hands in the form of Ashley S's.
Jared. Jared's down there. Jared knows
what
he's
doing. Jared's at the helm right now.
Yep. And hello, Jared, and it's been an honor and a pleasure, Jared. And I can't hear him, but if he talks back.
You know what? He's sniffling. I can hear him in there. you know what? He goes.
My mouth was full of pancakes.
Hey, Bob and Brenda, thank you so much. And you know what? Fair seas and following
winds. Fair winds and following seas.
Thank you.
There we go.
Thank you.
And thank you, Redding.
All right.
Shasta County.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. All right, coming up, we've got Baron Browning.
Yeah, Baron's right here now. We have a few minutes.
Hey, buddy. What you doing?
Hi, how are you guys?
Oh, we're great. You've got this positive energy. You know what? You just possess this smile and your presence. You know, I just want you
to know
that.
If you're going to run for office, you better serve and you better enjoy it. Because if you don't do it.
Well, that's it.
It's pretty simple.
The you know what? What do you think about today, Baron? I mean, I know you're over here kind of volunteering because of the Rotary and from down there, because you're not a cowboy.
Nope, not a cowboy.
But they, I'm sure that they welcome your presence there, though.
They did. This is the second year, and I got promoted this year. Last year, I got to hand out plates.
Uh-huh.
This year, they let me flip pancakes.
Ooh.
I'm moving up.
You're moving up. You know, wait till they let you get to the sausage table.
You know how, like, you're a little bit of a billboard. Baron Browning, City of Anderson, City Council, it's your shirt. Mosquito Serenade, Anderson, California. What do you have on your back?
That's it.
You got your Anderson Rotary Club. There we go. Baron on it.
Yeah.
Hey, we know what your name is.
That's right.
From afar.
Well, isn't this great, though? I mean, you get to be with 10,000 of your closest friends, you know, hanging out, enjoying the weather. Because I got to tell you, between 60 and 70 is great weather for here.
Well, you know what? And I'm thinking, I know that there's going to be another crowd coming through. But I just, for people listening, don't let what happened last night hold you back because it's really nice down here.
It's going to be, you know, we've got no rain coming in today. It's going to be a great night tonight. Of course, the parade tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm announcing at one of the booths somewhere.
Oh, that's
all
great.
We did that for about 8 years, and then last year we celebrated Linda's birthday in New York, and this year we're on a.
I know, I missed that invite.
Well, there was a reason for that.
Oh, gotcha.
That there's only two of us, and that was no matter how much we like you, Baron. No, that was her birthday. We were in New York by ourselves, and then this year we're going to be live out at the Orchard Nutrition Health Fair.
Right.
Oh, nice.
And then,
right.
Yeah. So it's we're pretty busy.
Yeah,
we're running this weekend.
Yeah, and so tomorrow the parade, and can't wait to see the Marine Corps Color Guard. I heard last night that they were. They just went there and executed their work, their job, and
cause they were
delivering
out there
the colors.
When that rain really hit, was out there.
In
and
the
they
deluge.
Just,
they always do. They don't bat an eye. That's what Marines do.
Well, you know, that's they represent the Marine Corps all over the United States. And anywhere from the Rose Bowl back into Washington, D.C., and every place in between. And these young men and women are chosen to go on to be on that team, and if they have any problem at all, they're not on the team anymore. They were telling us yesterday that they, you know, one of the young Marines was at one of the events, and there's underage drinking. So that was it.
Uh-oh.
That was it. I mean, not that they were causing any trouble or anything, but they broke the rules. They broke the rules. So
right.
And so you know, this is a prestige. This is a prestigious assignment because
right.
of so many people they meet. And the Marine Corps doesn't want to put somebody out there that you know that that's not going to represent the Marine Corps in just the highest light. And these young men, and then Sergeant Emily Howe, they have, they, you know, they're good. They're good. So what's up next? Oh, so we got to take a break right here. So hang on
for
a second.
Thanks for having me.
Well, hang on for a second. We'll find out what's going on in Anderson.
In Anderson, yeah.
All
yeah.
right. Hey, Jared, we're going to take a quick break. How much time's left here, buddy?
It's
hey,
eight.
Jared.
It's 8 o'clock right
oh.
now.
8 o'clock. Okay,
right,
we'll be right
back
after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Year that said some vehicle and parts imports threaten the competitiveness of America's own auto industry and, in turn, national security. He's telling his trade team to negotiate with other nations to address the impact and will decide in 6 months whether to take further action. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Democrats in the House are poised to approve sweeping anti-discrimination legislation that would extend civil rights protections to LGBT people by prohibiting discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Republicans say the bill could jeopardize religious freedom by requiring acceptance of a particular ideology about sexuality and sexual identity. A big day for the pro-life camp in Missouri. That's where the Republican-led House is expected to pass a measure to ban abortions at 8 weeks.
The GOP-led State House is set to debate the sweeping abortion bill today in the final hours of the 2019 legislative session. The proposed ban allows exceptions only in medical emergencies, but not in cases of sexual assault or incest.
As correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting, the Democratic head of the House Judiciary Committee is pushing back against the White House refusal to turn over some requested documents.
New York Democrat Jerry Nadler calling the decision by White House counsel Pat Cipollone astounding and dangerous. Nadler adding that, in his words, the overwhelming weight of professional judgment would likely support an obstruction of justice charge against the president were it not for the Office of Legal Counsel.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up about 60 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Amazon is investing in British meal delivery company Deliveroo, expanding its reach into food retailing.
It said Amazon will become Deliveroo's largest investor, but didn't disclose how much Amazon put in or how large a stake it acquired. Will Xu, founder and CEO of Deliveroo, says that Amazon has been an inspiration to him and to the company, and that they're looking forward to working with such a customer-obsessed organization. Deliveroo was founded in 2013 and has become one of the main so-called gig economy companies in Britain.
That's correspondent Zaria Shackley reporting. I.M. Pei being remembered as an architect who cast a long shadow over the field with his imaginative international projects. His works range from the trapezoid-shaped addition to the National Gallery of Art here in Washington to the glass pyramid at the Louvre Museum in Paris. He died at the ripe old age of 102. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Former intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning back in jail again for refusing to testify to a grand jury.
A judge ordered Manning, a man who was living as a woman, back to the Alexandria Detention Center until he agrees to testify to a grand jury investigating WikiLeaks or until the grand jury term expires in 18 months. Manning has already served 2 months in jail but was released last week when that grand jury term expired. Manning told the judge he would rather starve to death than change his opinion. He served 7 years in a military prison for leaking a trove of documents to WikiLeaks before then-President Obama commuted the remainder of his 35-year sentence. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A Pennsylvania school district defending itself after video surfaced of a safety drill that had a teacher posing as a shooter putting on what appeared to be a Middle Eastern headdress. The district says volunteers were provided costumes by a consultant group, but there was no intention to represent any religion. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And from KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, we're down in Roaring Gulch. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. And we're here with, a couple thousand of our closest friends.
I'm going to give you an update on the weather. Okay, it's currently 52 degrees. Chance of showers, but right now it is clear outside. Yes, we have some overcast, but our highs today will be 67 and our lows 51. Tomorrow calls for a high of 58 and a low of 52. And we'll be out tomorrow at Orchard Nutrition. We'll be out doing a live remote from 10 to 2, so we're going to be bundling up out there as well, buddy.
The health
Sunday,
fair.
Sunday, 59, 48. What is this? Oh, my God, what month are we in? Monday, 66, lows of 47. And then Wednesday, 65. I've given you a big.
Wait a minute. Here, grab some more coffee.
I need more coffee is what I need. Next Saturday, we go up in the 80s and then 84. So this has been an unusual week of weather. And again, we're down here live. French Gulch, Glitter Gulch. What are we called?
Roaring Gulch.
Roaring Gulch. Here we are. And with us this morning, first we have to go to a phone call.
Joe Adamson.
Adamson's Peak Performance. They've celebrated their big anniversary this year as well. And the owner is Joe Adamson. Good morning, Joe. What's your fitness tip of the week?
Good morning, Linda and Carl. My fitness tip is to use exercise as a tool to help you get through the rough times in life, illnesses, injuries, depression, you name it. Eventually, we're all going to have some bumps in the road, right? Our natural tendency when those things come along is, hey, I'm going to throw out the exercise. I'm going to discontinue it for a time. I'll get back to it eventually. But the reality of it is that exercise can be used. It's an amazing tool to get through these tough times. It's been a proven, very strong antidepressant, so it can help mentally and psychologically as much as physically. And so, my own example, 3 years ago, I had polymyalgia rheumatica. I was pretty much just down and out. It was half the day before I could even really get my body moving, but I was able to use exercise, even if it was just being able to get out for, 1 mile and kind of slug out a 1 mile walk. It was so mentally helpful for me to go, I can still do something. And so, I know probably a lot of your listeners, time to time, like I said, we're all going to go through something. So, don't throw it out. Use it as a tool. And it can help us to get through some of those really tough times in our lives.
Okay, Joe Adams.
Well, thanks, Joe.
I think of you, Joe, as ever being ill because you're always just like sparkling and happy and all that. But I remember that. I remember that you were going through some tough times back then.
Good
stuff,
yeah.
Joe. Thanks, and don't ever throw it out. You're right. So keep the positive energy flowing through your body.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, thanks
Joe.
Thanks,
come
guys. Talk to you soon.
Come down and visit us at the Pancake Breakfast. Hey. And we come back with Baron Browning,
yeah.
Who is on the city council of Anderson. Good morning again.
Good morning.
So what's going on down in Anderson, Baron?
Oh, my gosh. There's so much going on with I-5, 273 work all done by Caltrans. So it looks like our city is being rebuilt, which is kind of cool to look at.
Okay. Now
looking from the outside in.
There's one thing we need to tell everybody. When it says 55 miles an hour down there in that construction zone, the police and the highway patrol are out there swarming like raptors. And they, you know, I was talking to a highway patrolman yesterday. And he said, "Yeah," he says, "I'm out there for an hour and I've written 12 tickets." Now you think about that, in an hour and 12 tickets, that's a lot. And he says people are blowing through there and they don't realize that you get a ticket in a 55 mile an hour zone. Construction zone, and there's people out there. Then it's times four, whatever the fine is.
Yeah, the minimum amount.
Yeah,
and you times out by four.
Times
hey,
four.
Look, this is about lives, though.
It
We've
is.
Got people working out there. Those people have families and their fathers and their
yeah.
sons and their daughters
oh, no.
and
oh,
moms.
No.
And so, look, this is about lives. And so, slow down, be safe. It's only 9 miles.
I know.
You only have to go 55 for 9 miles.
And it's not uncommon for those people who are working in that kind of emergency field to get injured because
Correct.
Of a motorist not paying attention.
Yeah. Yeah. Too many lives are lost
yeah.
by people just not obeying the signs and the laws that we have to protect them.
Yeah. Okay, so of course the construction going on down there, and I know that you're really pushing hard to have Costco move down another 2 miles into the I mean, you can say it out loud.
Costco's always welcome, yes. We have a perfect spot for you right at I-5. Come on down and join us.
Baron, so much appreciate what you do for our community, and I mean, not just because of city council, but here you are out here helping on today with the Asphalt Cowboys Pancake Breakfast, and you do a lot of other things. And you know, you're there at all the meetings, you're there at the Board of Supervisors, you're there at the you make yourself available to the community, and that's really cool.
Hey, look, when the citizens are requesting something, don't you have to stand up for them? That's why you elected us.
Well,
that's right.
That's it.
Just my opinion.
And, of course, getting paid that $100,000 a year doesn't hurt.
Yeah. So just so we're clear, Anderson gets $50 twice a month. $50 a meeting.
I know. You know what? I just, in all the time he's been there, and they say, oh, yeah, city council makes, $100 a month. And I'm sitting there thinking, just the abuse you take ought to be worth at least that.
Well, that's why you just got to smile and continue to do it.
Okay.
Because it's all worth it in the end, because when people are coming up and thanking you for doing the next right thing, that's really what it's about.
Now
taking
you,
the time to listen to them.
You also have a business.
Yes.
So can we talk a little bit about that? Let's
sure.
give you some love.
Because we
on...
never talk about his
no,
business.
No, I want to talk about your business because you are, why don't you introduce your business?
Sure. Spherion Staffing. We've been in Reading for 27 years. I took the office over 6 years ago, this past January, so 6 years and a couple months, having a great time with it. I've got to meet so many great people. We put about 500 people a year. We give them jobs.
That's great.
And from day to day, we have about 100 employees that are going to work. So it's an amazing feat. The smiles on their faces, the thanks we get, for getting them the right job. And look, it really comes down to, it's got to work for both sides. It's a marriage almost. The employee has to be happy, and the owner of the company has to be, also thrilled that you're there as well. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And that's okay, too. We'll find you something else that does work for both sides. But
well, you do, and we found this very interesting and really like this, is that you do the background check.
Yes.
You do the drug testing.
Yes.
So why, and then handle all of the insurance and everything. So when somebody's
yes.
looking for an employee, you're doing all the work. Then they hire they come in. If it's a good marriage, like you said, you've already done all that work. Because a lot of times you can get 6 months into it and go, if you don't do the background,
yeah.
bang, that's
hey,
it.
Here's the deal. I was with Budweiser a long time, and the thing that always got me in the summer when we'd have to hire temp help for the summer to get through the beer season is that I was always getting all these extra charges. And
mm-hmm.
so I'm looking at invoices, and there's an extra charge for the drug test, extra charge for the background check. And so when I took this office over, that's the first thing I did was everything's included. This is your price. That's your dollar. You know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
There's no hidden fees anywhere. It is what it is.
Well,
and that's,
you know,
the number.
I think it should be like that.
So,
frankly.
Sparian, how do we find that? Sparian.
530-222-3434.
Excellent.
Our website is www.sparian. That's SPHERION.com.
Excellent.
All right.
Baron
and you can apply there. You can look at all of our jobs. You can find us there if your business is looking to hook up with us to find great employees. We're always available.
Well, I tell you, if I couldn't have gotten that electrical outlet fixed today or electric cord fixed today, I'd probably be looking for a new job. So right now, and you know, it's what's so embarrassing is getting fired by your wife. Anyway, okay.
That's happened to me too. So don't feel bad.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back just a couple of minutes. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
The Vacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Vacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new line of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You made a few bucks at a show down in Texas. You rode the train north through the sand and the sand.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Simulcasting, streaming live worldwide on the web for you. Anybody that, of course, we've got people listening in Europe and Uruguay and Brazil, you name it, they're all over the place. Love it, love it. Good morning, and here we are in Reading, the epicenter of a life changes.
As we know it.
and we're down here at the Pancake Breakfast. We're live on
Roaring Gulch. Here we are. And you know what? Come on down. There's no line right now, and people are because they're just running them through so fast. But here it is. It's Friday. The bank robbery was on Tuesday. And here are the clue for the lone stranger. Okay, no winner yet.
No winner.
Jack's unsure if they're rich or poor, nor the vices of these two. He may not know them from Adam, but know Paul's onto them too. All right, now, this is a clue for the loot. They were blocked from going north, and Old Glory covered south. With running water to the west, they were caught in a terrapin's mouth.
Okay, we know there's something about a river. That river
Turtle Bay.
Thing.
It's Turtle Bay, obviously. It's Turtle
well,
Bay.
Well, it doesn't.
Now, we have in
loop?
Front of us the guy who wrote the clues.
Cameron Middleton.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you write the clues?
I did indeed.
And I read
what
them. And you have to read them exactly.
Every day?
Every day.
So you must, is this something that you did as a kid, or how, did they just say, Cameron, it's your job this year, or what?
No, I was a huge fan as a kid. I was in elementary school, I believe, and my grandfather was one of the lone strangers, Judge Donald Kennedy, the late judge. And I remember my father throwing the newspaper down on the kitchen counter while I was eating my cereal as a small kid and said, you're going to read those until you figure out who these guys are. I was late for school, did not figure out that it was my grandfather, but I was hooked ever since.
Really?
Okay.
That's a great story, Cameron. Oh my, that's rich.
Okay, now, so is it Turtle Bay?
No, come on.
He's got his sunglasses on.
No,
there's a poker face like you can't believe.
Hey, but you know what? This is the longest because usually I think in the last couple, two or three years, they get it the first day. And is this the longest time?
No, this is my third year writing them. The first year, both the loot and the lone strangers took all 5 days.
Okay.
Last year, it took 3 days for both the loot and the lone stranger.
Yeah,
now, today's the fourth day for each, which is my target. My goal is to try and make sure that we at least make it 4 days on each.
Okay, do it again. Say it again.
This is the lone stranger. Jack's unsure if they're rich or poor, nor the vices of these two. He may not know them from Adam, but know Paul's onto them too. So you've got Jack and Rich and Adam and Paul. They got those names. Now, the loot. They were blocked from going north in Old Glory covered south. Okay, they were blocked from going north in Old Glory, of course, the giant flag. With running water to the west, which would probably be the sack, they were caught in a terrapin's mouth, which has got to be Turtle Bay. So, okay,
wow.
I know where it is. No, I don't. Okay.
So
well, you might, but the problem is you guys are both stuck here at this remote at least until 10, which is probably going to be too late.
It's going to be too late after this one. This is kind of like lays it out.
Cameron, very impressive. I really am so impressed that you wrote these clues. I didn't know you had that kind of stuff in you.
Well, it's not that impressive. Gary Cressy did it for about 25 years.
Yeah.
And the thing was with Gary was that he could write them in about an hour. It takes me weeks and weeks to do this. I go around and around.
Sun is out.
I edit them over. That's why I put my sunglasses on.
Right.
I knew if I did that the sun would come out. Now this means I have to go get my sunscreen.
Now, you know, the other thing, too, is Cameron's got his sunglasses on because he knows that we're watching his eyes. And if we, we are trained to do this so that if his eyes move a certain way, we know. Now we
so
got
tell
it.
Us what about tell us what you're doing out here today.
Well, we're having the pancake breakfast, and again, it's always one of our biggest events that we put on all year. We have so much fun with this. 10,000 of your favorite friends out here. You get to see so many people that sometimes you don't see all year, but you see them at the pancake breakfast.
Right.
So we're just having a blast with this today. It really is a great event. And now that the sun has finally broken, I'm not kidding about the sunscreen. I can get sunburned under a full moon. So we are making sure. We really, the lines are all clear. It's very easy to get through right now. It did finally break on us, but this really is the one we probably prepped for the most.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about you, Cameron. We've known you now since we've moved to Reading. You've been involved with your uncle, your father, House of Realty. And, in fact, you guys helped us buy our house. And so you also been involved with the 2030 Club. So you've just been really, I want to say, in the nicest way, man about town. Of course, married Cassie. I think, was it last year you had the baby, or is it going on 2 now?
Going on 2. He's now 19 months.
19 months. You must be so much fun.
He's a blast. Cole is a great kid, but this is our first, so we're certainly in a learning mode, no question.
No question.
We're rookies.
So how is the real estate market in Reading right now?
Things have been going well. We've actually seen an uptick in inventory, listed houses, really within the last month. And that's not unusual. It's usually a seasonal uptick that we often see. But what we're seeing is slow, gradual increase in values, which
okay.
is what we want to see. Which
right.
when things really explode and go up too fast, that's usually followed by them going down too fast.
Well, that's what we bought when it was high, and we were like. But anyway, so yeah, but with, I'm just curious from your perspective how. So it's on a slow, steady.
Slow and steady, and that's the way personally that I like to see it.
Right.
If we have slow, steady growth, that's the healthiest
right.
in terms of a real estate market that we see.
How many people work at House of Realty?
We have a total, I think, right now of about 25 agents.
Wow.
Plus staff.
Okay, that's a big company, really big company.
Well, and we've been around for 53 years. I mean, I'm proud to say I'm a third-generation realtor. My grandfather and three other gentlemen started House of Realty back in 1965. My father and uncle, my Bob's sons, are the owners. Mom's the broker. My cousin Robbie Middleton not only is an agent there, but also a home builder and developer here in town. So it really is truly a family business, and it's been going for over 50 years now. And
wow.
Couldn't be prouder. Having been born and raised here in Reading, that's really something I take a lot of pride in.
Big things are happening here right now. And if I, you know what, if you're looking for a place, if you're looking for a place that has got such growth potential, Reading is one of the top places to start a business in the United States. This is not me just saying that. This is coming from a national level poll, and where they look at all the things that are going on. So we've got that. We have the downtown is exploding. I think it's just going to be just this next 5 years are going to be huge for Reading, and it's a good time to probably invest. It's a good time to take a look at starting a business or expanding a business. With, you know, we've expanded ours, and I know that other people are doing the same thing. Great confidence.
Couldn't agree more. I mean, we have literally hundreds of millions of dollars worth of new construction and development that are occurring here in town within the next couple of few years. You know, we're all trying to look at the silver lining of the disaster that we had that was the car fire. But hopefully what that does, too, is bring in really helps rebuild our construction infrastructure and that labor pool that's going to come to town. We have plenty of jobs now. Our unemployment is down. I really see a lot of progress in Reading here in the next couple of few years.
Well, you know what, and this is just one of the reasons. When we have events like this, it kind of brings the community together. The car fire, I think, is going to be as bad as it was. I think we're going to find that car fire changed the dichotomy here, and it's going to be, I know it's hard to believe it maybe right now, but it's going to be that next step forward. So
this town's always done that. They've always found the silver lining, even in the worst of times,
yeah.
and been resilient and made it work, and I think we're going to do it again.
Okay. We're here with Cameron Middleton, who's the guy that wrote the clues for The Lone Stranger and Where to Find the Loot. And so if you get really upset, I can give me a call. I'll give you his home address. And
I am staying at an undisclosed location until next week. It goes with the job. Just to be clear, though, I can pass a polygraph. That's why they give me the assignment. So I can make sure. But, yeah, keep an eye out. Keep looking. Today's clues are a real giveaway. So this is your opportunity.
If you're not down at Turtle Bay right now, you're crazy. So, okay, everybody, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Give them a call, hop in, make an appointment. Better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. We'll be right back after these messages.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
I didn't mean like to talk to you. We your next door neighbors, the Clampets.
Well, thank you for calling, and how may I help you?
There ain't been one neighbor come a-calling on us since we moved in here.
Well, maybe we can help here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning with a new Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system. That will keep your home so comfy, people will be glad to come over. And when it comes to heating and cooling your home, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning is unbeatable.
Well, look who's getting too smart for his britches.
Call anytime at 221-2642 in Redding or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Yeah, smart and neighborly of you.
Everybody calls us.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio down here in Roaring Gulch with thousands of our closest friends. You can get through the line very quickly. The sun came out for a minute. It's kind of still kind of shining.
It's beautiful out.
And it is 8:32 in the morning. It's about 52 degrees out here. You know what? It's not going to rain today. It's going to be a nice day. But we have with us Staff Sergeant Esteban Hadaugi.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Howdy. Good morning, sir. It's
oh,
good
this is like how
to
you
again. You know, it's so embarrassing.
Hey, welcome. You're with the Mounted Color Guard, and we heard last night that you guys were stellar in the deluge. You guys held proud. And
yeah, the rain tried to soften us. You know, we had a little bit of rain, had a little bit of hail, and then it cleared up for the rodeo, and they put on a really good show. You know, everybody rode really well last night.
Well, you know, the like two or three years ago, before you on. Anyway, the staff sergeant is now the staff non-commissioned officer in charge of the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. This is the eighth year that they've been up here in Reading. They enjoy coming to Reading. They can, I mean, you obviously can pick and choose any place in the United States you want to go to, because I know you get lots and lots of requests.
Yeah, we usually, so actually for this weekend alone, I think we had six different requests. So it helps to know that the events that we're going to do throughout the year, obviously, so we can plan long-term stuff and Reading is definitely at the top of that list every year.
So what's been different for you this year?
Different for me this year. This is my first year. Completed my first year being in charge of the team. So traveled all over the country. Been to probably 30 or 40 different rodeos. This is my second time here in Reading. So the difference is just being able to plan all those long trips on the road, mm-hmm. Getting to know all our horses, and you know do some future planning for the team.
Right.
With regards to riders and even actually looking at new horses to adopt over and start training. So,
man,
we're staying real busy, not with just performances, but, yeah. You know, trying to make sure the team in the long run is really set up for success.
So when you talk about, do you mind me asking this question real fast about the horses? I want to know when you say we're looking at new horses to adopt, mm-hmm. and train.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us the process of that. And I think we need to go back and kind of tell our listeners, maybe first-time listeners, about what the process is with the horses for the Marine Corps mounted color guard.
Absolutely. So we stick primarily to Palomino in Nature BLM Mustangs. So in order to stay true to that that tradition that we've had since 1967, we comb the country. We call all the BLM offices. We ask them when they gather if they have any Palominos that are up for adoption, what ages they are, what their disposition is. And if the horse meets some of our, you know, very basic questions, then we set up a time to where myself, a couple other Marines, and our wrangler, we actually go and we meet the horse. And if it meets what we think we need for the team, then we adopt it from the BLM. And then we're able to take it home and start working with it. That's what we're trying to do right now. Historically, in the past, we've gotten all our Palominos from the Carson City Prison Rehabilitation Program, and that's a great program. And we're trying to branch out and get a couple of different horses and maybe extend our life of our herd out to where we're not looking at, you know, aging horses. We have fresh horses coming up in the training.
Love it.
Just so we have good performance horses like we had last night. We don't have anybody trying to freak out, run out of the arena or get surprises.
Well, I tell you what, on those, I was, you know, when it hit a few years ago, it seemed like the horses just welded themselves together because the rain's coming down and they just kind of like gather in this little herd instinct.
Yeah, they did the same thing last night. They didn't want to leave each other. They stayed perfectly in step, even through all the mud and the muck.
Yeah.
And the horses did really well last night.
We want to tell you how much, you know it, but I want to tell you and all of the Marines here how much you're appreciated.
Nice.
Not just because of this, because you can, you know, because you like being here and you want to be here, but for what you've done for our country.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And, you know, Staff Sergeant's going to retire here in a couple years and go on to his next level of life.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, you all always be welcome here.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you so much for being here. And I hope you're having a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Even with the rain.
Even with the rain. You know, the rodeo last night was a great time. Obviously, they put on a really good show, really good rodeo. And that's why I like going to rodeos. I like to watch them. So
there you go.
It works out for me.
So tell us about the crowd last night.
The crowd was, at first, they were very gung-ho. They were sticking out the rain. And then there were a few diehards that stayed the entire time, celebrated the rodeo, and really, I think they had a really good time. The ones that stayed had a really good time last night.
Well, we were there.
We encourage everybody to come back out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's not going to rain tonight.
And every night is something different. So Wednesday night, we were there. It was raining. We had our ponchos on. I had my ski stuff on. Mm-hmm. And people brought tents. They brought their tents.
Yeah, there were a few of them out there last night.
And they went in the stands and sat there in their bleachers and mm-hmm. with their blankets and just said, we're here. So, you know, and congratulations and thanks for coming back so much.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Take care. Tell everybody we said hello.
Okay.
And have pancakes.
Yeah, we will. Enjoy. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, you know, there's a lot of things going on. You know, one of the things that we do here is –
yeah, bring them through. I want to meet them all.
The fact is that when you have an event like this, and it's a when you have so many people and there's so many moving parts, and then you get somebody comes in, you know, because sometimes things that we take for granted, and the Marines keep coming back for for one reason is this is a great event, our rodeo week,
uh-huh.
but it's also, a great part of the country up here. and they enjoy it, and they enjoy the fact that they can come up here, they can be in the atmosphere that they're in, where they feel appreciated, and they see that, you know, this part of the country loves our flag, loves our military, and is very supportive.
Well, let's do a shout out too to Gordon and Debbie.
Gordon and Debbie Bopp.
Yeah, and that Gordon is kind of he is their. Oh, what would you call it? He's their.
He's
their guide.
He's their mentor when
right.
they're here. He
a
takes
former Marine
their,
as well.
Yeah, and Gordon takes. Gordon works out at the veterans home, and the. But he is the one that keeps them. I guess keeps them making sure that they've got everything that's happening. It's, you know, it's scheduled. This is where you have to. Be, this is what, you know, this is the uniform, and blah, you know, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Gordon Bach is the guy that's doing that. And this is in a time when they've adopted their, you know, jacks and all that.
Yeah,
and
their plate is full. So he's already been by here this morning, too, Gordon, who is also an asphalt cowboy.
Yeah.
So let's just line it up. But good morning. And,
we got Vince Stevenson walking by here, so hello, guy. So are you having a good time? How about you, honey? Have you had your pancakes? Were they good? Yeah. You want to be on the radio? No. Well, you know what? Did you have a good time today?
Yeah, we've got.
We have the Stevens family here, Stevenson. So, what else? We have we've got the number of people coming by. Vent, you want to step down here for a second? You know, Vent Stevenson is another former Marine. The fact is that he's also very much involved in our community and the thing about our community. You wrote an article the other day on Facebook about the Board of Supervisors meeting and how things seem to change drastically from one week to the next.
Yep.
And we are trying to get Mary Rickard back, because Mary Rickard was on a little bit earlier, not on the show, but just talking to us earlier, and she disagreed. She said it wasn't a huge surprise that they knew that he was going to come back with a plan. The plan may have been different, though. Mm-hmm. So what did you think about that?
Well, I think that the plan was, and the direction, because I was at the first meeting as well, was to look for some level of correlation between the two groups.
And we're talking about the idea of having a navigation, the navigation center, but also a detention center working hand in hand.
Exactly.
So you'd have a way of getting people's attention by putting them, incarcerating them, and then moving them from there into the navigation center to help them.
And even the director of the Health and Human Services brought up the fact that the numbers actually reflect a less recidivism if you actually have them contained. If you have a captive audience, you have a greater chance to actually affect change in these people. And so that's why this model was so exciting to a number of people. I actually participated in a 9th District gathering of the HUD, Housing and Urban Development, down mm-hmm. in Stockton. And about 6 different states, all from the West Coast and Hawaii, came together and talked about some of the impacts they were having and so on. And while I was down there speaking to them, I was able to actually meet with Housing First attorneys that actually, you know, deal with those grants, not only issuing those grants, but also following through on them to see what the kind of effectiveness they have. And they, too, recognize that the Housing First one-size-fits-all is not working. It has some real issues with it. And so this idea of the captive audience and having ways to actually reach these people, get them through all the different phases of rehabilitation before they actually get out, It was exciting to them as well, because it was something that no one had really thought of yet as far trying to integrate these. And so when the Board of Supervisors voted 5-0 to give that a chance to actually have our people, county employees, in this case DA Stephanie Bridget and Health and Human Services, they gave direction for them to start getting together, get the interested parties together,
and start working out what would be the issues of trying to correlate this team together. It wasn't let's come up with some other ideas or let's look into alternatives or whatever. It was we have an idea that a tremendous amount of community leaders, Stephanie Bridget, Tom Basenko, Undersheriff Magrini, Mike Johnson. I mean, there were so many people that got spoke, Senator Johansson. And the direction was, let's see if we can make this work. Instead, there was complete pushback from Health and Human Services. And you know what? We're going to go a different way and we're going to try something different. And it was so, Carl, the interesting thing for me was it was such a spur of the moment, spiteful move that not only did his boss get surprised, but it went one step further, and he couldn't even explain the program that he wanted to integrate instead because, quite frankly, he knew nothing about it. He knew that once something existed that was different, the Sacramento show, but he hadn't really done any research on it, so couldn't share anything with us at all. So, I mean, it was a shallow attempt at this point. But,
well, we're going to have hopefully we're going to have Donnell on the show next Tuesday, so he can, you know, we can, you know, kind of like, okay, what were your thoughts and what plan do you want to do? So yep. it will give maybe more flesh to what was heard on
Well,
Tuesday.
And now the original grant was 1.7 from HEAP, and so now that's basically gone from him. He ended up getting the $700,000 for the respite, which I think everybody's happy with that.
Yeah, I think everybody is,
especially
with that.
The hospitals and so on. So that's going to help. But there was another $980,000 that was still in play that was part of that grant that was given.
Right.
Yesterday he lost that.
Yeah, I heard the continuum of care, was that it? They pulled that grant.
They did not
want to go to mini navigation, though.
Well, not only that, but it violated his original application.
Okay.
So, I mean, it wasn't just that they didn't want it to go that direction. When you file for grants that way, you're restricted to what you're asking that money to actually be used for.
Yeah.
And so if you then get the money and then decide to change it later,
they're not going to let you have it. Right.
That would be like saying, okay, I'm going to put money in because I want something that's green. The analogy would be, okay, we're going to go green, and then all of a sudden you go home one night, you decide, nah, I'm going to go red.
Yeah.
But they gave the money for green.
Yeah, yeah.
That was everybody's understanding. It's green.
When free money comes out, it comes with the obligation that you're going
to
stick to.
For that,
yeah.
Right. Our guest has been Vint Stevenson. And Vint is somebody that's got the best interest in the community.
Because of things like that.
Yeah.
Because he's got his kids right out here.
Things.
Did you
hear that? My little three girls over there, are you thingies? My
sometimes
cute little thingies.
They're lovely things, and sometimes they're not.
Anyway, thanks a lot, Ben, for being with us.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, we're down here in Roaring Gulch.
Live for the pancake breakfast.
And we actually saw the sun here, and it's not raining.
I'm hungry. Yay. I can't wait to have some of those pancakes and sausage.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Mm.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Bulls, Bronx, Barrels, and the Bandit. Throw in chuck wagon races, roping, bronc riding, barrel racing, calf roping, bulldogging, and kids mutton busting. It's another year of action-packed Reading Rodeo May 15th through the 18th as the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your tickets at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office. Sponsored by Sheraton Reading, MD Imaging, Arc Design, Shasta.com, and Tugwell Roofing.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
We'll finish this off ourselves.
I want to be a cowboy sweetheart. I want to learn to rope and to ride. I want to ride on the plains and the desert.
We're here with the Roaring Goats with Dave Tappan, one of the Asphalt Cowboys, and we are back.
We've been getting emails from Dave about, okay, here's the clues. When we talked to Cameron Middleton earlier about the guy who writes the clues, we still don't have a winner.
Not yet.
So we're live here down at the Pancake Breakfast.
It's a little overcast, but it's not raining.
It's not raining. Come on down.
It's beautiful. Come on down and get some pancakes, because I think you could probably get extra pancakes today.
Yeah, it really is beautiful weather.
It's great weather. And good morning, Dave.
Well, good morning, you two. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
Well, we've been here for 10 years.
The weather is actually perfect.
I mean, it's not supposed to rain today.
Marines coming, and we've got our Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard guys with us this morning. Welcome.
Sergeant Wolf Rant.
By the way, these guys are awesome. They don't attend a lot of rodeos, but they come to Reading, and we're proud to have you. We really are, man.
Okay, let's back. We're going to talk to Sergeant Wolf Rant for a minute.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
All right. Now, is this your first Reading rodeo?
This is. I've only been on the team for a month and a half now, so this is my first major event.
And can I ask the question, when you enlisted, did you know that you were going to get pulled for this duty?
I had no idea.
Were you ever into horses?
I did. I grew up riding Western Pleasure, so
okay.
I do have a horse background.
All right.
But I haven't ridden consistently for about 10 years until I got to this unit. So I just didn't have time, you know, with work and in the Marine Corps. But now I get paid the ride. So
tell us about last night. There was the rain. We had another engagement. But tell us what that felt like. You knew your team was there because, you know, the Marines, come rain or come shine, come snow, come sleet, whatever, you guys have to be on.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't mind the rain too much. It's an inconvenience, if anything. The way I always try to look at it is, at least I'm not sleeping in it, you know?
I know. You know what? Say, hey, let's move. No, I got this puddle all warmed up.
Yeah, it can always get worse, so that's how I look at it.
You know what? There is that. That's the Marine way. It could always be worse.
Yeah. Do you get attached to your horse?
Oh, yeah. So I didn't bring my two horses up here, but there's one that I'm very close with back at the stables. His name's Rookie.
Rookie?
Rookie.
rookie, just like you.
Yeah.
And you're a sergeant in the Marine Corps, but I'm a rookie on the team.
Well, actually, rookie's older. He's he's 22 years old. But he's a great horse, though. I really like him. So.
Well, you like to travel. And, you know, what I was just telling people is that, you know, you don't get on the team unless you're somebody and that's proven, you're a proven quantity that – a proven quantity that the Marine Corps wants to have represented in the Marine Corps. Because if there's any hint of trouble, it's not going to be good for the Marines. So you men and women have, you really have to epitomize what the Marine Corps stands for. And everyone that has come through here has been like that.
So what did I hear? Did I hear something about there was underage drinking and that? What did I hear that you guys had to you split? You were at some of function. Did I hear that?
No, that was
what
I said.
Was,
oh, what I said was is that the standards are so high,
okay,
and that at one point somebody that was underage was drinking, and they immediately took action on that because there are high standards here.
Okay,
thanks
that's
for bringing that up.
No, that's what I heard. You talked about it on the air, so it's not. But anyway, so again, you guys are leaders.
Yes, that's correct. So the team that you see in front of you today, we're all sergeants, and then one staff sergeant. So. In our past careers, we've all led Marines, so
that's right.
We're experienced leaders. Conduct, you know, is not an issue. You know, we're older, you know, professionals.
Yes.
But overall, I would say, like, you know, on the whole base over in Barstow, conduct is good. We got a good group of Marines out there. So,
well, you know what, we are just so proud of you, Sergeant Wolfram, and all the rest of the Marines are out here. And right now, we have your uncle. Your uncle Gordo here that takes care of everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So what'd you do after the rodeo last night? I always ask.
After the rodeo, well, we stayed till closing time, and we just went back to the hotel and went to sleep.
Where are you staying in town?
We're staying at the Hilton.
All right, great.
So you're not you didn't stay for the dance?
The dance? No, but I actually don't know how to dance. You'd have done me.
Trust me, it's so crowded. You don't have to just go out and stand there. And people rub up against you. So, anyway, Sergeant Wolfram, thank you so much, and thank you for your service to our
country. We'll join you.
All right, thank you, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Gordo, come on in here, buddy.
Come over here. Hey, Gordon, you are amazing. Thank you so much for taking care of the Marines as they're in here. That's you know, just to do untold hours.
I get the paperwork. And, you know, now because they like it so much, they you know, they call me. But the point is that the reason that they like it up here so much, and there's a variety of reasons, but one of them is sitting right across from us, Gordon Bach. Gordon, and I can't even begin to tell you, an asphalt cowboy, outstanding cowboy in 2004, you were the head guy, right?
Top puncher.
Yeah,
I was the top puncher.
Top puncher there. Yeah, he's agreeing with me.
Yeah.
But at the same time, with all this stuff going on, you've found time over the last 8 years. I mean, adopting your son and all these things, to be able for this week to be able to lead these young Marines and get them where they're supposed to be, make sure that you know they're in your same you know in the right uniforms, and you've got this down to a science.
This is just a thing of love. It's something that I really love to do. These are my people. This is my community. Love it. Fantastic place.
It is.
You
we,
know,
we
I
so
love
much
that.
Appreciate
you can
that.
Feel that you're moved about it because you know there's a spirit that happens down here, and these young Marines, I just they're so present. You know, there's just something about being around people that are present.
And they feel it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they always want to be here.
Articulate. Every one of them's articulate too. I mean, you know, when you ask them a question, you know what? And you know, Sergeant Wolfram said it. He says we're all leaders. We've all led Marines. So you know, when you talk to them. They are the ones that are, that you can see that are representing the Marine Corps in such a fine way. Just like you do with the Asphalt Cowboys, knowing that the Asphalt Cowboys, reputation for drunkenness and things.
I try to represent the places that I'm at and I'm with. I try to do that.
We heard 30 years ago, somebody was talking 30, 40 years ago that the Asphalt Cowboys were in a bar downtown, and they were all armed with their pistols,
years
blank rounds, and they were just having a great shootout inside the bar. And
years ago,
was that true?
It wasn't that long ago.
Oh, well, Okay. was Cinco there?
No.
Yeah, no, we're talking
about. We just
about
have a lot of fun.
Some kind of shootout at a bar with, you know, one night with the Asphalt Cowboys.
Things have changed.
Tom goes, I don't know anything about that, you know.
We know nothing. Hey, we're going to go now. We're closing up time here on KCNR 96.5 FM. Hey.
We want to thank you so much, Gordon.
Semper Fi.
And, hey, one thing we want to remind everybody is tomorrow we're going to be down at Orchard Nutrition for another remote down there for the health fair.
10 to 2,
From 10 to 12, we'll be
12.
There. The health fair, though, is from 10 to 2. They got covers. They got everything out there.
40 vendors.
Yeah. So it's going to be a great time.
Free samples.
Great
stuff.
Time.
Come on out and see us.
Anyway, everybody, you have a great time. Go to the rodeo tonight. Go for the parade tomorrow. Then come on over to see us over there at Orchard Nutrition.
And there's also the parade tomorrow.
Day.
Have a beautiful
day.
Weekend, everybody.
That's right.
Signing off. Remember, it's the good guys that get to get bad guys.
Which are you?
5 seconds. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Seconds.
Up.
You can stand me up.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.